Right now, it is time to take five for your community, and this morning, I'm very pleased to be joined by Sumner Mayor Betty Bryan as we talk about a big weekend going on in Sumner. Mayor, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, Arvin. Thanks for having me here.
Well, thank you joining us this morning. Certainly appreciate it. And, how are things going in general over in Sumner?
Real good. You probably heard we had a new store open up. We've already got that annexed into the city limits. We're working on it. Things are coming around. We're doing really good. I'm very proud. We cleaning the town up and making things look nice. Couldn't do it without my city people helping, and we have a good bunch of people over there. Police officers. I can't give them enough praise.
Well,
we're doing good.
Yes, it's a wonderful community that comes together for big weekends like this one. Of course, the Fall Festival this weekend, it already started yesterday, and we'll talk about that more in a second. But, well, let's talk about the Booster Club, because they're certainly a big part of putting this together, along with certainly the community itself. But, the Booster Club and this and other events going on.
Yeah, the Booster Club, there's not very many of us. We only have about six real active members. We've always had Fred White's helped us a lot. He's had some problems, with his health and stuff. And Barkley, his son, they've been real busy, but they help us. I have Andy Ulrich, Marilyn Joins, Michelle DeLong, Mike Rucker, and he's had some health issues. We couldn't do it without Mike, too. He's a wonderful help. Myself, Gary Hutchison, also, he helps really good with the car show. He puts pretty much that on. He's had some health issues too, but he's back this year, and we're getting, going to hopefully have a good car show tonight. So, all of our city workers work so hard, getting the town cleaned up and getting everything painted up and sprucing it up and looking good, and then they are there afterwards to clean things up. We just couldn't do it with all of our sponsors. I just have to give them all the praise. I'll talk a little bit. Last night when we had the Red Letter Quartet there, Rucker's, they sponsored it. Linda and Rick and Linda Rucker, they sponsored that. Tonight will be the car show. People's State Bank help us a lot with that. Our sponsors, I just can't give them enough praise, because we couldn't put this on without our sponsors.
Yeah, it's great to have the community come together. The Booster Club's going to take the lead, obviously, and plan it. But, again, like you said, if the merchants don't support them, then you don't have anything.
And we're always looking for people that, will come out and help us with the Booster Club. We're pretty easy to get along with, I think, and we try to meet each month and try to stay on top of things. And we had to start this year from scratch pretty much, because last year we didn't really have a fall festival.
That's right.
The weather didn't participate, and it just wasn't good. I was in the hospital in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. I didn't know a lot of things going on, but granddaughter and the rest of them, they took hold and done a wonderful job, what they had to work with. So,
well, you mentioned the car show. Let's talk about today's events. You mentioned the car show. That takes place this evening.
Yeah. We'll have a restoration around 4:30 will be the opening restoration time. Then after the car show, we'll have the Little Miss and Mister contest. I want to people, please come out and bring your kids to this kind of stuff. We love showing your kids off.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's stuff for kids to do. And then we do have the older, like the car show people. But we just want to have something for our younger generation to come out to and be involved in and work with us. And we love showing your kids off, and it's just part of it. It's for our future. And we couldn't do it without the kids. And so hopefully just bring them out to the Mr. and Mrs. contest. And we have judge there and the judges and a speaker. So I think Adam's going to be there tonight, the preacher out at the church out at Chancey or out that way.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's going to be our announcer tonight for that. Then we'll have the Ash Band. They'll be there at 7. Hopefully they'll bring a good crowd, and we always enjoy having them. They're wonderful. And then we'll have awards. I think we're going to do a few merchant drawing things tonight, you know, in between times. Not as many as tomorrow night, but that's what's going on tonight, mostly.
Now, real quick, you mentioned the little Mr. and Miss contest. I know the deadline was supposed to be yesterday. Is there any chance that somebody decide they want to bring the kids?
We'll take you up till close to time. Okay. We've just had a last night. We didn't have quite as many prince and princess entered as we would have liked to have had, but we enjoyed having the ones we had, and they all look so cute, and they just add so much to the program. So.
Okay, that's all coming up today, and then let's talk about big day tomorrow.
Big day tomorrow. Yeah, we're gonna start off 11 o'clock with our tumblers. And then we have the cheerleaders at 12. 12:30, we have the dance squad. And then we'll start lining up. We'll try to have, you know, after the dance squad, we'll have some music and stuff there on the stage and stuff, and try to keep things going. We try not to have any lapse time, but you do. You do. You just, it's hard to not have. We've tried in the past having different things. You know, we've had pet shows, and sometimes it turns out good, and sometimes
right.
it don't.
You never know.
You just never know. Then, like I say, the lineup for the parade will be around 12:30. 12:45, we're going to have a bike safety program. The police will put that on. And we're planning on having it uptown right around the stage, but if not, we may have to have it down at the school. And then 2 o'clock, of course, is the parade. Parade's usually a pretty big thing, and we do have quite a few entries entered in already. So we appreciate everybody coming out and helping with that. I will say this year, it's a privilege to have, we're going to have Fred White as our parade marshal. He's always helped us so much, but sometimes we don't announce that ahead of time, but Fred's always been a big asset.
Well, you mentioned all that Fred's done with the Booster Club and everything.
And he's also going to help tonight with parked cars. He's going to be there tonight to help park cars. So with the car show.
We're just glad that Fred's doing well health-wise.
I am so thankful. Yeah. Yeah. He's doing so much better. Then after the parade, we have the... I say we have it on the schedule, but I don't think we've heard too much from them, the wrestling. I'm not so sure they're going to be there this year, but we are going to have the cakewalk. Cakewalk's a big thing. It'll start around 3 o'clock, and we should have a good turnout for the cakewalk. It's usually United Methodist Church usually puts that on. So we're going to have that at 3 to 4, and then baby contest. Please. We don't have very many entries for the baby contest this year. Please bring your babies out. Bring them out. We love to see them.
I was going to say, everybody loves to show off
their babies. Everybody loves to show off their babies. So that's going to be at 4 o'clock. And then we probably will have music and a few things going on after that. 6 o'clock will be Common Ground Band. They're real good. They play a little bit of everything. That's why we kind of bring them. They just touch every base, you know, as far as the music. So they are good. We are going to have raffles. We also have merchant drawings in between there, too, all evening long on Saturday night. We have some really nice things from the businesses around Lawrence County. We have a Glock gun that the Booster Club has purchased, and we are raffling that off. Tickets are $5 a piece, or 5 for $20. We have a cooler and stuff that was donated from People's State Bank, and we are having a raffle on that. So please come out, enjoy the food. We have good food. We have a little bit of, you know, a good variety this year of food booths. We are going to have our bouncies. They will be there in the schoolyard. Also this year, we have something new. We are going to have the Lifeline helicopter land.
Ooh, wow.
That'll be on Saturday at 11 o'clock. Oh. They will be there in the schoolyard. and they are going to be giving out literature and stuff. So it will, you know, we've got stuff for everybody. So please come out. And some people come home, you know, around the time at Fall Festival and get to see people that they haven't seen for years, too.
So it's going to be a full day tomorrow, but a full weekend altogether.
Yeah, I think so. And thank God for the wonderful weather. And like I say, thank God for all our sponsors. We're looking forward to you guys coming over, Arvin, for the parade. And also, I think you guys are going to maybe help us announce maybe for the parade.
Well, let's see, that's it. That's what I plan on. Yeah, Steve's going to drive the van, and I'm going to do my best not to screw up announcing the parade.
Hey, so we just...
come over here and just to see if I screw anything up horribly. I hope I don't, though, in all seriousness.
Hey, we'll try to have things in line, but... you know, it's just that kind of stuff. We didn't have the stage all done yesterday evening, but that's the way it goes. People don't come to see the stage. They come to see the kids.
Yeah, they come to see the kids, absolutely.
The events going on.
Sure.
That's all that matters, you know, is have something for the community.
There you go. Sumner Fall Festival. She is Sumner Mayor Betty Bryan. Mayor, thank you for joining us this morning.
It's been a privilege, and I thank you for having me.